More Idaho Matters right now. Some states in our region and around the U.S. are restricting abortions, and now efforts are underway to connect women with abortion medications, a dose of two pills that can be taken at home. A mobile clinic is operating along Colorado's border so women from out of state can pick up those pills. KUNC's Lee Patterson reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Dr. Julie Amon is the medical director of a nonprofit called Just the Pill. Their mobile van is nondescript.
So it doesn't have any signage on it, right? We're not trying to tell people what we're doing.
What they're doing is providing abortion pills. Patients who live in states with restrictions can travel here to pick up the medications from the organization's one mobile clinic, a van that operates on Colorado's border.
We try to get to as close to the patients as possible, depending on what method they're coming in. Are they coming in by bus, by car, by plane? That gives us some more flexibility to move around and meet patients where they're at.
Just the Pill works with patients across the West and Midwest. Everyone starts with a telehealth consultation. Some patients do their consultation from a hotel or car if it's prohibited in their home state. Then meds are mailed or picked up in Colorado, a state seen as a safe haven for abortion access in the region. The van is understaffed.
We're running probably every 2 weeks at this point just because we're ramping up our staff and clinicians.
Just the Pill's Medication Abortion Mobile Clinic has served around 100 women since it launched in August. The small operation is one of many piecemeal efforts to increase access to care as states move to shut it down. Other mail order and telehealth options do exist. Just the Pill goes one step further in driving abortion medications to pickup spots in Colorado.
We are trying to push the envelope as far as, how can we stay within the law, but push the envelope and try to get patients care where they need. But we also need to be able to continue to offer services.
During the pandemic, the Food and Drug Administration temporarily lifted the requirement that women obtain abortion pills from a provider in person, allowing them to be mailed instead. In December, the FDA made the change permanent. Still, many states prohibit these telemedicine visits. Josh Wilson is a professor of politics at the University of Denver. He says that many legal questions remain about how conservative states could react. Will providers be prosecuted? What about pregnant women who travel for abortion pills?
The two big questions that come out here, one is physically leaving, right? Like going to another state and returning. The other is mail. And that's actually a federal concern because that's interstate commerce. The federal government controls that.
In 2019, nearly half of all abortions were medication abortions, according to data from the federal government. Kate Coleman-Minahan is an assistant professor at the University of Colorado College of Nursing. She says it's too soon to know how the Supreme Court decision has affected access, but an anti-abortion law in Texas that preceded Dobbs has had an impact.
We know that because of Texas's Senate Bill 8 and the COVID pandemic restrictions that we were already seeing an increase of medication abortion.
Abortion pills are only approved for use in up to 10 weeks of pregnancy. Coleman-Minahan points out that this method won't always be the right fit.
There are people who don't have private and safe spaces to manage a medication abortion, who don't feel like they have the social support to do that. So while the increased access to medication abortion is incredibly important, it does not substitute the full range of evidence-based options.
Just the Pill hopes to launch a mobile clinic offering surgical abortions next year. They'll have to find somewhere to park for hours at a time and are considering buying land. For now, they're working with a handful of brick-and-mortar clinics in Colorado, referring patients out for blood work and ultrasounds, and taking on some of those clinics' medication abortion patients.
The hoops that people have to jump through are pretty ridiculous for general medical care, but this is the state we are in currently.
Just the Pill is fundraising for another mobile clinic, just like the one parked here in Colorado. They're planning to send it to Illinois, another state that has protected access to abortion and is surrounded by states restricting it. Lee Patterson, KUNC.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.